Okay, good morning, everybody. So Revi, Acharimo, it's a very pivotal aliyah because it's taking us, so to speak, away from the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, but it hits on a very critical part of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, which is already alluded to by the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban, in terms of the Sari Lazazel, the topic of Revi, of Acharimo, is of course Shchut Echotz, the Isser Kares, the Dam Yichashiv Isha Hu Dam Shafach, V'Nichras, Haisha hu mikarav amo, Rashi and the Rashban, his grandson already note that kilum is chayiv benafsho, that kares here, as the Chasam Sofer points out, here isn't the generic kares of Olam Haba, or maybe Ariri, but it's specifically Misa Bidei Shamayim, that version of it. It's very, very striking. Lo yizbechu od zivcheihem la se'irim asher him zovchim al pnei hasadev evyum la Hashem. Because Shchut Echotz is instead of bringing something to Pesach Chol Moed as a korban, so one squanders that opportunity and one instead, right, brings it outside of the Beis Hamikdash and the Dam Shafach, right, the blood is ki'ilu spilled on the ground, a missed opportunity for kedusha. The irony, as it were, of course, is the Sayer LaZazel, right, could be perceived erroneously. A person could theoretically perceive it wrongly. As La Sirim Asherim Zovchim Al Pnei HaSadeh, the Ramban says, that's exactly the point. You're only allowed to do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do it. He wanted you to bring this from, you know, Ve'amid Osam Lifnei Hashem Pesach Ol Moed V'nasan Aron Al Shnei Asirim Goralos Goral Echad LaHashem Goral Echad LaZazel. But this is really the idea. V'nasa HaSa'ir Alav Eskol Avon Osam El Eretz Gezeira V'shilach Es HaSa'ir Bamidbar. That started in the Beis HaMikdash and it sent outward to reflect this idea of Avera. Avera is turning away from the Mishkan. Avera is turning away from the Mikdash. In that sense, Shchut Echotz, where a person undermines the Mikdash and turns away from the Beis HaMikdash, that idea is the very essence of Avera. Dam Yechashev Ishahu Dam Shafach. It could have been so much more. It could have been Hekdesh, and instead there's a squandered opportunity. And in that way, the Sari LaZazel really captures this idea of the essence of what Avera is. Shchut Echotz isn't just an Avera, but Shchut Echotz is like a prototypical Avera. It's the idea of taking something that could have been, that should have been, that would have been Kedusha and desecrating it. And every Avera, in a certain sense, instead of turning closer to Hashem, is a choice to stay further away, Bachotz. And that's why the Sa'ir La'azazel specifically, which starts in the Beis HaMikdash, is sent outside to be Mavir, as the Ramban says, the Ruach Tumma, to outside of the Machane. But it really carries, V'nasa HaSa'ir Alav, as Kol Avonu Sam El Eretz Gzeira, it's, I don't want to say caricature, but it becomes almost an avatar of the idea of what Avera really is, of turning away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why I think, you know, the Smichas HaParshios is so profound. If you want to understand the idea of Avera, Shchut Echotz is a really important place to start. Turning away from Hekdesh, turning away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Pesach, Ol Moed, Lo Havio, we're only allowed to do that in the context of the Sa'ir La'azazel, to be Mechaper from every time during the year, when instead of coming, Lifnai V'Lifnim, instead of drawing closer, we chose to turn away. And therefore, the Sa'ir La'azazel, in particular, is the ultimate mechaper. Remember, the Sa'ir La'Hashem is only Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav. The Sa'ir La'azazel is mechaper al kol avonos b'nei Yisrael al kol pishayhem l'chol chatosam. The idea, of course, of those who turned away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they might have drawn close al Pesach Om Awei Lo Havio.